By the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. Olas, now red great. Those were the days.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi.
I think I got all the things you need for the party tonight.
Thank you, Gloria.
Gee, I've never been to a mortgage-burning party.
Well, it ain't just for that. We're celebrating Mike's graduation and getting a job, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to make a great college instructor.
Oh, yeah, he knows so much. Even Archie said you can't tell that guy nothing.
I wonder who Daddy's going to use as a target when we move out.
Oh, Gloria, please don't talk about moving out.
Well, Ma, it had to happen sometime. You know what they say, birds gotta fly.
And fish gotta swim. But I was hoping you'd be flying and swimming around here a little while longer.
Well, we'll still be in the city. It's not like we're going to the moon, you know.
Yeah, I know. Gloria, are you eating that batter?
No, Ma.
Through the mouth and over the tongue.
Hello, stomach. Yummy, yum, yum.
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to have a place of your own. So why do I feel so bad?
Oh, Ma, you get over it. Hey, I bet mortgage burning is an old custom, huh?
Yeah, yeah. In my family, the last one I went to was Cousin Henry's. Oh, I'll never forget it. Cousin Henry got so drunk, his wife never forgave him.
Why, for getting drunk on a day like that?
No, for setting fire to the house when he lit the mortar. We had to celebrate the rest of the party on the outside with the firemen.
Whoop-de-doo, here I am. Whoop-de-doo, where are you?
Oh. Hey. Congratulations.
Well, here it is, the bunker mortgage. The Declaration of Independence for us. From now on, we own a whole joint.
Oh, my God. Huh? 20 years old, yeah. Do you remember you carried me across the doorstep?
Yeah, sure I do. Do you remember what I said when I carried you over?
Yeah, you said, watch your head, dingbat, or you'll knock your brains out.
You always remember the most beautiful moments. You be, huh?
Sure, right away. Oh, I can't believe all this is all ours.
Proud of you, Daddy.
Yeah, well, why shouldn't you be? But you know something, little girl? It was you that turned the house into a home.
Aw, oh, thanks.
And you married the meathead, and he turned it into an all-night diner.
You can never be nice without spoiling it.
What did I say?
Well, you can't pick on him anymore, because he's out looking for an apartment right now.
But it's been 2 weeks. Why can't he find nothing? Don't tell me they're hiding the builders when they see him coming.
New York, Daddy.
Leave it.
It's hard for us to find a place we can afford.
Well, let him try over in Jersey.
That would mean he'd be living an hour and a half away from where he was.
Well, look at the good side. He'd be 3 hours from us.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Fry Jersey.
Forget him. Don't tell me, let me guess. No luck.
Oh, plenty of luck. All bad. The problem is our income is too low for private developments, too high for city housing.
Why don't you take a cut in wages and move into the slums? The trouble with you, meathead, is you got things too soft there. Ethan to me, we didn't have things sort when we were starting out. Ask her. We didn't live with my family.
No, we was living with mine.
Shut up.
Mike, did you look at the place near that market?
Yeah, Ma, but it's not a safe neighborhood.
But the ad said it was a security building.
Yeah, that means it's a short scream from the police station.
Something tells me, Meathead, that you aren't really looking hard for an apartment.
Are you kidding me? I want to get out of here so bad I can taste it.
Oh, you'd do anything if you could taste it.
I don't have to take that from you anymore, Arch. I got a job now.
Oh, yeah. Geez, I keep forgetting. He's working now.
Yeah, and it's a very important job, too, teaching.
I think he's going to teach the colors and the Puerto Ricans to be Polack.
You know, that's what I'm going to miss most. Your eloquent verbalization of total absurdity.
And I didn't finish high school neither.
Michael, that was the real estate agent. We had the chance of an apartment for $240 a month, four rooms.
$240? Let's go. This is it, Arch. This is it. By the end of this week, you won't have Mike Stivic to kick around anymore.
What are you doing in the kids' bedroom?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking of all the nights I've spent up here singing to Gloria to try to make her go to sleep.
You could never figure it out. That's what was keeping her awake.
Archie, I'm gonna miss her.
Oh, well, I know, Edith, but you know, there's an old saying. Boys gotta fly, fish gotta fry.
Swim.
Yeah, that too.
I guess it ain't so hard for a father as it is for a mother.
What are you saying? I don't love my little girl?
Oh, no, Archie. It's just that this is where she used to cry on my shoulder and share her little secrets with me.
Don't stars.
I spent a lot of time in this room.
All right, I done time here, too.
Then when she was sick, when she had the mumps, I was up here all the time.
Well, I spent the whole of that time upstairs, too.
That's because you caught him from her.
So don't look back. Look ahead. Look ahead.
To what?
To the time when this bedroom becomes my den. First thing we do is we sell the kid's bed here as soon as it cools down. I figure maybe we put a little fireplace right over there.
But, Archie, this room ain't got no chimney.
I don't mean the old-fashioned kind for burning there, Edith. I mean the nice, new, modern one there, you know? With the beautiful plastic log and the red bulb in the middle. And then I figure we do the whole room over in that beautiful new stimulator wood panel.
There's Mike and Gloria back!
With Elise in their pockets, I hope.
Yeah, it was the worst one yet.
We're never going to get out of here.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. Did you try Jersey?
Dirty and tiny and $280 a month.
Who would rent the place like that? I saw a rat this big on the stairs.
Sure he was on the stairs. Where'd you expect to find him? Taking the elevator?
Oh, they wouldn't want to live in a place like that.
Ah, this guy would look for any excuse to stay right here.
Hey, I said I was going to get out of here by the end of this week, and I swear it.
You swear? An atheist who's listening?
Hello? Oh, hi, Lionel. Oh, that's too bad, yeah. Hold on a second. Ma, it's Lionel. He says he can't make it to the party tonight.
Oh, well, tell him I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ma says she's sorry. No, I still can't find an apartment.
It's because you're looking with a bag over your head.
Will you leave me alone?
Try Jersey.
I hate Jersey.
Everybody hates Jersey. But somebody's got to live there.
Lionel, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to go crazy.
Good, then you can move to Bellevue.
Hey, well, good luck, man.
Yeah. Hey, bye.
What you looking so down in the mouth about?
Ah, Mike Stivick's really got a problem.
Why, did Bunker padlock refrigerator?
No. See, Mike and Gloria are having a hard time finding some place to live. Party said he's got to get away from Archie.
They do? I wonder how old Bunker will feel if I rented those kids our old house right next door to him.
He'd probably kill himself.
Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to sell that house, Pop.
Well, I can't. There's no market for it. But you know, it just might pay me to rent that house to those kids until the interest rates come down.
You know, you got a mean streak in you, Bob.
Yep, and it sure does come in handy at times like this.
Well, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no way Mike's going to rent that house next door to Archie.
Oh, no? Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to make him an offer that he can't refuse.
With someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call. We'll find perfect peace where joys never cease. Out there beneath the kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west and let the rest of the world go.
Archie, you sure must feel good owning your own home after all these years.
Well, yeah, why shouldn't I?
Well, from now on, every termite in this house will be having lunch on you.
Hey, when are you going to open my present?
Well, I was going to wait till after the mortgage payment.
I'll open it, Ma.
All right.
It's a probe. It's a probe.
I'll let her get it.
I feel bad not bringing you anything.
Oh, you mustn't, Joe. All we wanted you to do was bring yourselves. Ain't that right, Archie?
Oh, absolutely right. Save your money. Geez, I don't understand nowadays. I mean, how do you old folks make ends meet?
Well, we sleep in a single bed.
Don't you believe him? It's not true.
Well, sometimes we sleep, baby.
Let his face fool you. There ain't no flies on him.
Archie, look. It's an electric blanket.
Uh-oh.
Oh, thank you, Irene.
Enjoy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the truth, Irene. You know, I'm a little scared of them things. I read someplace that they could be dangerous if the blanket gets wet.
I didn't know you had that problem, son.
Oh,
nobody. I'm going to go see what's keeping Michael.
Here's another good song for a mortgage burning party. I don't want to set the world on fire.
I just want to burn a mortgage tonight.
Be right down, honey.
Michael? We just got an offer for a 5-room house.
We can't afford a house.
We could afford this one. It's $220 a month.
What's the catch? Is it on fire?
No, it's in terrific condition. I just don't think you'll like the view.
Well, who cares about the view?
Well, I thought you might.
Well, why? What does it look out on?
This house.
Huh?
George Jefferson just called and wanted to know if we wanted to rent his old house next door.
Oh, well, you told him no.
Well, of course. I said thanks, but forget it.
We're not living next door to your father.
Honey, you don't have to convince me. I love my parents, but I wouldn't want to live next door to them either.
Good.
Still, at that price, it's going to be a good house for somebody.
Yeah, somebody else. Somebody Archie can get along with.
Like who?
I don't know. Maybe if Nixon can't make his payments at San Clemente.
Kids when they move out.
Oh, yeah. The house is gonna seem so empty. I'll get it. Oh, I'll get it.
Well, I'll get that. You get that. What are you, a 1,000-legger? Hey, hey, you monster. Hey. Come on in. Hey, get off the phone. Say hello to Monster.
Oh, hi, Mr. Nice.
Hey,
Mr.
Aren't we just bringing a couple of little presents?
Oh, gee, why did you think you had to do that?
Because you asked us to.
Don't you know when I'm kidding?
Yeah, that's why we bought them.
He's got something here. You didn't bring nothing, huh?
I'm sending over a case of beer. It only seemed fair. After all, that there is what paid off my mortgage on a bar.
Come on, guys. Sit down. Sit down over there, Mark.
Yeah, not my chair.
So glad you could stop over. Could I get you something to drink?
Yeah, I'll have a scotch.
He'll have a rye.
I'll have a scotch. Yeah.
Right. I know you're going to love this.
Oh, take a look at it.
Ain't that nice?
Yeah, it's a shrunken colored guy.
In front of all those ritzy places on Long Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, don't they come in white?
That was George Jefferson again. He wants to knock the price down to $190 a month.
$190? That makes you think.
Yeah, yeah, that makes me think. It makes me think that George Jefferson is using us as pawns to get at Archie. Well, it's not going to work.
Then it's definitely out.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, if you don't like it, Archie, I can always trade it in for a spittoon.
Oh, no, Munson. No, we'll keep that. I mean, you know, it's the thought that counts. Of course, you could have thought of something else.
Archie, you mean you're going to put that in front of your house?
No, geez, I'd have half a Harlem here thinking I was renting rooms.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Gloria, that ring there is where you're supposed to tie your horse.
But what if I got a camel?
Gloria, would you help me in the kitchen? Everybody, now I'm going to bring in the big surprise. Oh, yeah.
I really love surprises. Don't you, Mr. Quigley?
Well, at my age, every time I wake up, it's a surprise.
Such a clever woman, Ma. One candle for every year of the mortgage.
Yeah, 20 happy years.
Oh, and I hope you have another 20 happy years in this house.
Oh, well, without you and Mike, I ain't so sure.
Ma.
Oh, I know. Birds gotta swim.
Yeah. Gloria, I just took the strangest phone call for you. It was a man, and all he said was, tell Gloria that includes carpets and drapes, and bang, he hung up.
Carpets and drapes.
Oh, maybe it's an apartment.
Well, not exactly, Ma. Michael.
Carpets and drapes.
No.
Now, Archie, you gotta make a wish and blow all the candles out.
I know that. Let me make the wish here.
Hurry, the candles are dripping.
Hey, I got it. Okay. My wish didn't come true.
Why not?
The meathead is still here.
Well, come on, now we gotta go to the big event of the evening. Now, turn in the mortgage over
Archie,
here.
Archie, be careful! Don't set fire to the house. Remember. remember Cousin Henry?
Yeah, I always hated him. All right, pause. Hello? Pause for the phone.
Yes, this is Gloria. What price? Well, that's fantastic.
Gloria, tell him no.
Tell who no about what?
Well, I'll have to talk to Michael about it first, and then I'll call you back, okay? Yeah, yeah, thanks, bye.
I don't want to talk
about it. Honey, you got to hear this.
I don't want to hear it.
Come on, I want to find this thing now.
I don't hear you. I can't hear you.
George Jefferson said we can have the place on a one-year lease for $180 a month.
No!
Oh, honey, come on. It'll just be temporary until we find an apartment.
Yeah, temporary, like some forms of insanity. Forget it.
Come on, I'll write about it. I'm going to find it, Sarah.
Honey, you're arguing about.
Oh, we're not arguing.
We're not renting that house, Gloria.
What house?
I don't know.
Michael, 5 rooms, carpets and drapes, and $180 a month.
No.
Wait a minute. What am I hearing here?
5 rooms, carpets and drapes,
$180 a month.
You're taking that.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Gloria, that man called again, and he said you can have it without a lease on a month-to-month basis for $165 a month.
$165?
We're not taking it.
Yes, you are.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that you are a jerk if you don't jump on that for a 3-year lease.
We're not taking it.
Then I have no respect for you whatsoever. Because you are a moocher who wants to stay here.
Hey, don't argue me. Do you hear what he's passing up there?
Well, Daddy, he has his reason.
I know two of them. My roof and my icebox.
All right, that's it. You want me to take the house?
I certainly do.
Fine, I'm taking the house.
Now you talk.
Okay, buddy.
Michael.
Oh, you got it.
Hey, burn them off. Come on, guys, over here. Come on, eat you. Light a corner of this thing. As Napoleon said to Waterloo, this is this. Okay. Now, it's a double ceremony here because my son-in-law, who I just learned to respect out there, he's finally taking a place of his own.
Yeah, we have a home.
Congratulations.
Where is your new house, Gloria?
Well, it's not far from here.
Really?
Wait, how far is not far?
Next door is not far.
What?
You just forced us to take the Jefferson house.
The Jeffersons?
Gloria! My little bird didn't fly.
My neighbor.
Will you shut up, you and your little bird? Do you mean me across the alley, Jeffersons?
That's the house.
The dry cleaning Jeffersons?
That's the house.
The George Jeffersons?
That's the house.
Honey, you don't
want to
eat the wax.
Yeah, you're forgetting a little piece of wax. Don't you see it over there? Yeah, there it is.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.